My first kiss with Zoe was amazing and complicated.
Look, I know you're going through a lot right now. Getting divorced, being single, figuring out who you are on your own.
Someone knows how to set a mood.
I just mean, I'm okay taking this slow. I want to do this right.
My friends, as usual, were completely supportive.
You're doing this all wrong.
Ted, there are couples in my kindergarten class who have moved faster than you two.
Granted, their home lives are not great.
Hey, I'm trying. I keep suggesting these big romantic dates, and she keeps putting on the brakes. Like tonight, she wants me to just come over and bake cookies.
Oh, translation. Booty call.
Total booty call.
Private booty reporting for duty.
That's crazy. She wants to bake.
Guys booty call girls after 2 a.m. with a drunkenly slurred, "What is she doing?" But when a lady booty calls a guy, she invents a respectable excuse to mask the fact that she wants to get stuck real good. It's called class, Ted.
Wait, you think that's what she means by baking cookies?
Are you kidding? You're in the kitchen, it's getting hot. Start licking stuff off each other's fingers. Before you know it, she's bent over the marble island, and you're spanking her with a rubber spatula, and she's screaming, "Stop, Marshall, stop!" But that's just code for harder.
Marshall's been in Minnesota a while, huh?
So long, and now he's staying even longer. His mom's been having a really hard time since the funeral. He's waiting on her hand and foot. It's Valentine's Day. It's not going to be the same without the two of us watching Predator together.
I should explain. On their very first Valentine's Day, Marshall and Lily set out to watch Sleepless in Seattle.
You know, I saw this in the theater like 5 times, but I never got to see it with the right girl.
Oh, I'm so glad none of those girls were right for you.
What girls?
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Except Marshall's brothers had taped over it with Predator. And it became a tradition.
Wow, you sound really lonely.
I am. Earlier today, I burst into tears.
Shh, Daddy's talking now. Loneliness. The looming specter of Valentine's Day fast approaching. The two key ingredients to my favorite day of the year, February 13th, Desperation Day.
That's not a thing.
It's a thing. Much like Valentine's Day itself, Desperation Day dates back thousands of years. Weddings were forbidden under ancient Roman law, so St. Valentine performed them in secret under threat of death.
That's actually true.
Wait, there's more.
This won't be.
And right by St. Valentine's side was his best bro, St. Desperatius, there to pick off insecure bridesmaids.
Whoa,
check out that one. Her body is a perfect X.
Player, play on. Ivy.
Oh, Jupiter. What are your plans for me? 15 and still unmarried.
And I thought Pompeii was smoking. Every woman wants a date on Valentine's Day. That neediness reaches its climax, what up, on February 13th. A magical night when a 10 has the self-esteem of a 4 and the depraved enthusiasm of a 2. Now, there is only one thing you can't do.
Please say, widows.
Wherever you are, or whoever you're under, you must get home alone by 11:59 p.m. Otherwise, you're on a date on Valentine's Day.
Barney, Desperation Day assumes that all single women freak out about Valentine's Day, which we do not. Case in point, I will be spending February 13th with some lovely single ladies from work.
Trolls.
Who could care less about Valentine's Day.
Lying trolls.
And we will be celebrating the fact that we don't have to spend it with some dippy guy carting around roses and stuffed toys all night. Oh, no offense, Ted.
None was taken until just then.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
I decided to go to Minnesota to see Marshall. He shouldn't have to help his mom through this rough time all by himself.
You losing your mind being alone in your apartment?
I'm getting weird. See, it started off with me throwing Marshall's jersey on my body pillow, and well, things kind of spiraled from there.
Over dinner.
I'm sorry, I yelled like that before. I call him Marsh Pillow, and he calls me nothing because he's a pillow.
Hey, that was baking cookies last night.
That was a tough question. You see...
Hi.
Is that an overnight bag?
night bag?
You guys said I was definitely going to spend the night.
We said you were going to have sex. We didn't say bring a carry-on.
So how did Zoe react?
She thought I was presumptuous and asked me to leave. It's not like I brought a ton of stuff.
Were there slippers for the morning?
Not slippers, exactly.
Oh!
They're called British morning socks.
This is such a nice surprise. Marshall will be so happy.
Oh. How are you holding up, Judy?
Well, I'm doing okay.
Gets a little lonely. My friend suggested a body pillow, but I'm not a lunatic.
Hey, Mom, I hate to be that guy, but I'm pretty sure it was Hot Pocket O'Clock like 10 minutes ago.
Lily, what are you doing here?
I wanted to surprise you.
Gosh, that's so sweet. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, before I forget, Mom, did you remember to get more AA batteries?
Oh, they're upstairs, sweetie, right next to your washed and folded clothes.
Oh, great. Okay, I don't want my Game Boy to crap out. I'm having the sickest Dr. Mario run of my life. Okay, I'll be right back. I love you, Lily. Okay.
You're the best, Mom.
Aw, anything for my baby bear. Get him out of my house. Take Marshall back to New York with you, please. I am begging you.
I thought he was here helping you.
Well, he was at first, but once he saw me starting to do better, he kind of regressed. He's been holed up in his room for days at a time playing old video games. I mean, he is having a pretty sick Dr. Mario run, but...
Or I'll talk to him.
I want to be there for him, but it's like he's a teenager again. I even walked in on him abusing himself. Oh, there he was on the bed looking at old photos of his dad. That's emotional self-abuse, don't you think? Hi.
Hi. Listen, that was a dumb move for me to just assume...
No, I overreacted. I mean, I invited you over to bake cookies. We both knew what that meant.
We totally did.
I just, you know, I saw those slippers in your bag, and suddenly everything felt really serious. And ever since, I've been asking myself, am I ready for this? And the answer is yes.
Zoe kisses Ted.
They're actually called British morning socks.
Yeah, don't get in your own way. Marshall, your mom asked me to carry this up. She turned her ankle on your Hot Wheels.
Is my track okay?
It's fine. But Marshall, I thought you were here taking care of your mom. It seems like she's taking care of you.
My mom loves to feel needed. Letting her take care of me is how I'm taking care of her. She's in a dark place, Lily. She needs this. Mom, you forgot my chocolate milk with a swirly straw.
Oops, coming right up. Ow.
She needs this.
Oh, Marshall, tomorrow's Valentine's. Don't you want to be at home on our couch, cuddling up under a warm blanket, watching the Predator use his heat vision to stalk helpless prey?
The besuited Barney frequents the gang's usual bar and scans potential conquests with exactly the same heat-sensitive vision before zeroing in on an attractive long-haired woman.
Maybe we could watch Predator here. No, my mom can go rent it for us after she's done digging out the car.
Marshall, your mom wants you out of here.
What?
Anything else, sweetie?
Mom, do you want me to leave?
Heavens to Bess, no, of course not.
But Judy, you said...
Oh, if Marshall could stay here forever, I would be the happiest mom in Minnesota.
She mouths, get him out.
So, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, there's this new Italian restaurant on 79th that's supposed to be amazing.
I would be happier having just a simple home-cooked meal, as long as it's with you.
Tomorrow night, my place.
They kiss.
I'm ready for this, Ted. I am in it for the long haul. I can't wait for our first Valentine's Day as a couple. The one we'll remember for years.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, if you say so.
What do you mean?
She just got out of a marriage, Ted. That's heavy. So I'm kind of freaking out just listening to you. But my heart is pounding. I'm hearing this weird clicking noise.
It's Barney prowling the bar.
Well, it's romantic, right? Zoe and I are getting serious on Valentine's Day.
Oh, you see, that just amps up the pressure even more. Boy, it's a good thing that you're sure.
Who said I wasn't sure? I'm glad we're in a serious relationship. Right away. And if I screw this up, I'm the devil, because she's going through a divorce, but I'm not going to screw this up. So stop freaking out, Robin. Stop freaking out!
Kids, I'm not super proud of what I did next.
Hi, I'm here to help Marshall.
Meanwhile, as Desperation Day turned into Desperation Night...
God, these girls are so hungry for male attention. It is like being a hunter and having the deer walk up, tie itself to the hood of your car, and beg to get mounted.
Barney, this is Bev and Anna, my co-workers and my friends. Bev, Anna, this is Barney, a high-functioning sociopath, and my ex.
Enchanté. That's French for what's with the purple.
Well, tomorrow's Valentine's Day and everything is pink and red, so Bev very thoughtfully suggested that we wear purple to show how little we care.
I use colors to express emotion. Purple is for pride. It was a stupid idea.
Bev, you look at me. It's not a stupid idea. Tonight we are queens.
And we don't care about some stupid sexist corporate holiday.
Please. You might as well be dog-earing a tear-stained bridal magazine while wolfing down the box of chocolates you had delivered to yourself at work from your fiancé, who no one's ever met.
Gerard is real!
Oh!
Dad, I thought you were going to talk to Marshall about coming back to New York.
Yeah, but, you know, things move so fast in New York. Why not hang out here until at least after Valentine's Day? Plus, we're helping Marshall's mom. Mrs. Erickson, we're running low on Sunny D!
Is orange juice okay?
No!
Okay, when your fiancé Gerard comes back from fixing cleft palates in Peru, maybe snatch a photo of the two of you together, and then I'll totally believe you.
Well, he's going to Kenya after Peru, so... Hey, guys! So sorry I'm late.
Oh, hey, Nora. Nora, this is Barney. You want to see Anna beat him in an arm wrestle?
My elbow slipped.
Marshall, I'm going home.
He stops playing.
What?
I'm flying out tonight before the big storm, and I want you to come with me.
I can't right now, because my mom needs me.
Well, I'm sure it's been really helpful for her to have you here playing Super Mario Kart for 14 hours a day.
You have Super Mario Kart?
Hell yeah.
But your mom doesn't need you. Your life in New York needs you. It needs you really bad.
Baby, don't go.
She gives him a tender kiss.
Please come home soon.
She leaves.
So you were an Olympic gymnast?
Silver medal.
Ooh, sorry. Gold's the only thing that really counts.
That's what my dad said.
And she sticks the landing. Why don't you start stretching, and I'll be right back. Hey, sorry.
Oh, hi.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Why aren't you wearing purple like your friends?
Oh, I told them I forgot, but the truth is I'm kind of protesting their protest. Can you keep a secret?
Sure.
I love Valentine's Day.
Oh, my gosh, me too. Is it getting crowded in here? Because I think there are two peas in this pod.
You're a gooey romantic, too.
Guilty. This is embarrassing, but every year, I buy flowers and a box of chocolates, even if I'm not with someone. Just in case, you know?
We are pitiful.
The worst.
Although, there is one difference between you and me.
What's that?
I'm not saying any of this to get in your pants.
In Marshall's bedroom.
I miss my dad, Ted. I miss him so much.
I know.
When I was a kid, we would spend the summers in the Upper Peninsula. And every year, we wouldn't get to the cabin until, like, the middle of the night. And so it would be pitch black in the middle of the woods. And I could never see anything in front of the headlights. But I always felt so safe because my dad was driving. He was like some sort of superhero who could just see way out into the darkness. Now he's just gone. And it's pitch black. I can't see where I'm going. I can't see anything.
All right, okay, I was playing you before, but I was really doing you a public service. It's February 13th, a day many are now calling Desperation Day. It's kind of a thing. And you, walking around saying you're a gooey romantic, it comes across a bit desperate.
What's
desperate about knowing what you want. Look, life is really short, Barney. Who wants to spend Valentine's Day alone, distracting yourself from the fact that nobody loves you, with some sad little activity?
Or you could be in the 47th semi-annual laser tag tournament in Poughkeepsie.
I have no idea what any of those words mean. Hey, I'm all stretched out.
Here's the first thing you need to know about laser tag.
Thanks a lot for coming out here, man.
Yeah. Hey, are you sure it's okay with Zoe that you're here for Valentine's Day?
Well, I mean, technically she doesn't know yet.
What?
Things with Zoe are moving really fast, and the divorce just makes everything more complicated. I needed to take a step back.
You're not taking a step back. You're running away. And hiding out here is not going to solve anything. Just hold up in Minnesota because you're too scared to face reality. We got to go back to New York tonight.
We're snowed in. Lily got the last flight.
So we drive. It's time. It's time to get back to real life. It's time to grow up. Mom! Can you make us some PB&Js for the road? Crust cut off! No, Ted, what are we... We're men. Mom! Leave the crust on!
They force their opponents to scatter, picking them off one by one in a swift and merciless slaughter. And that is how Boy Scout Troop 15 became the 2010 Tri-County Champions.
Wow, laser tag sounds brilliant.
Oh, it is. Plus, if you win, you get free pizza. This is my teammate for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I agreed to that.
Where are Bev and Anna? Well, so we're taking off.
What?
Those guys are gonna buy us hot dogs at Gray's Papaya.
What? So that's it? A couple of white Urkels offer you sausages and you're gone? What about the sisterhood? Solidarity, the color purple?
But tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
I thought we didn't care about Valentine's Day.
Look, Robin, you'll find someone too. You're a queen. You've got so much to offer. Maybe do something with that hair.
I'm telling you, the power of Valentine's Day. I'm Huey Lewis, and you just heard the news.
Well, I think I'm heading out too.
What? No, don't go. You want to see a magic trick?
It's late. I have a date with my pillow. I mean, not literally. I'm not a lunatic. Boy Scout Troop 15 doesn't stand a chance.
Bye.
Barney produces an egg and turns it into a dove.
Speaking of the power of Valentine's Day...
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on. It's past midnight. A desperation day has come and gone, and you have neither gone nor come. You know why? You like Nora.
No, I don't. She's gross. You like her. You think she smells like rain.
Whatever you say. Oh, hey, Nora.
Nora.
Marshall's father appears in the back seat of Marshall's car.
Here's a secret. I couldn't see worth a damn either, buddy. I just kept driving forward, hoping for the best. Look out! Gotcha.
He's gone.
And so we drove through the night, out of Desperation Day and into Valentine's. And there was no trace of my little freak out, except...
Really? An overnight bag for your own living room? Looks like we got a matching set.
Well, that was kind of presumptuous.
They kiss passionately.
Robin, where are you? Those Boy Scouts have grown a foot since last year. They're terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Change of plans. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, Bonnie. Robin told me to meet you guys here.
And that's how, for the first time in his life, Barney Stinson wound up on a date on Valentine's Day.
A kid shoots him.
You will be avenged.
Come on, come on. Kill me, I'm here, kill me!
Baby, you're back.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lily Pat.
Lily he's on the sofa with the body pillow, which is clad in Marshall's shirt.
We both knew this would end eventually.
The pillow stays silent.